North Carolina's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mandy Cohen, says hosting mass gatherings like the Republican National Convention will be a, quote, very big challenge if COVID-19 cases keep increasing. Cohen also says the state would consider delegates inside the Spectrum Center as spectators. That means they would be subject to limits on the number of people allowed to gather at one time. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The Republican National Committee says it's planning to hold a normal convention in Charlotte, but Cohen says that may not be possible.
If we continue to see our numbers go up and we aren't in a different position, I think mass gatherings is going to be a very big challenge.
North Carolina's COVID-19 cases are still increasing, with the state adding 788 on Thursday. Cohen says the swift development of a vaccine could pave the way for a full-size RNC, but with only 3 months before the August 24th convention, that's unlikely.
I think it's my advice to many entities, which is have options, have scenarios, because we don't know exactly where we're going to be. I think you should hope for the best and plan for the worst.
Alex Azar, the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, said during a trip to Concord on Thursday that mass testing might allow for a more normal convention. But a problem may be the state's limit on the size of gatherings, which today is 10 people indoors. The second phase of reopening allows arenas to hold large events without spectators to be broadcast on TV. The state says that athletes and entertainers and support staff are exempt from the 10-person limit. Cohen was asked whether RNC delegates would be considered employees exempt from that limit.
That would be like a spectator, in my mind, right? They'd be sitting in sort of the spectator parts of the Spectrum Center. And I think these are the kinds of details that we would work out with the RNC. But yes, the staff that we meant are like the ones that actually work at the Spectrum Center.
Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, said last week that early July will be a key date for the GOP planning their convention. The New York Times reported that President Trump has floated the idea of holding the convention in a Florida hotel ballroom, and that the GOP is already considering making alternate delegates stay home. But unless the state greatly expands the size of indoor gatherings, only a few delegates could attend the RNC. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.